Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys coming off that impressive 5-1 victory last night over the Merritt Centennials. 3 goals in the third period. Overall, what did you like from the performance?
Yeah, I liked our third period. I thought we were sloppy at best in the first two. It was one of those things that sometimes after coming off a road trip, you can kind of get comfortable at home a little bit. So hopefully we can ride what we did in the third period into tonight. But like you said, 3 goals in the third was obviously good because I thought that game was probably closer than it should have been going into the third.
Hayden Stavroff got his 10th of the season last night. He's now the 6th player in your team to get in double digits on the goal count. How important is that for your group to have that scoring from up and down the lineup and get another guy in the double-digit category?
Yeah, it's always good. I'm more worried about keeping it out of our net, but Stav's been good. He was really good last night. He's getting an opportunity with some other guys here tonight because of how good he was yesterday. He's had a really good month here for us. I think he's just a guy that's come a long way, and he's put in the work all season and kind of just gone about his business. So he's been really, really good, and it shows that if you kind of just keep grinding at it and keep working at it, you'll get results eventually.
You guys were able to clinch the playoff spot last night with your win, and now you're able to shift your focus to these last 10 games and just trying to get that home ice advantage in round one. Obviously, lots of other things on your mind, but how important was it to get that clinching scenario and now focus on these last 10?
Yeah, it's always a funny one. I mean, with only one team not making it, we're more worried about, I guess, clinching home ice like you talked about. That's what our goal is. That's what our push here for the last 10 games need to be. As you've seen, our home record's been very, very good this year. So if we can get that home ice advantage to us. So in these next games, we got to kind of dial it in and make sure that's our focus.
And you guys, this will be meeting number four in the season with Cranbrook. You guys are going to play them twice in the next week. They're second in the Interior Conference right now, obviously a very good hockey team. So what is it that makes them so successful, and how do you get the guys ready for that?
Yeah, they defend really well. I think all 6 of their D are very, very good. As you can see, they got 3 20-year-olds on the left side that all contribute heavily to their team offensively and defensively. So structured group that plays hard, play a similar type of game to PG is kind of as well. So this will be a good challenge for us on the road. These guys are very, very good at home. We need the points. They need the points. So it'll be interesting to see how our group responds to the challenge because these are the kind of challenges we're going to get come playoff time.
And last question for you. We talked about Maddox Martin a little bit yesterday and his penalty killing, and he's been phenomenal once again in that role yesterday. The penalty kill once again looked good, and the special teams as well for your group. How important is it to get that going as well as they can before the postseason gets going here?
Yeah, it's been good. It's disappointing we gave up one. We kind of cheated on the offensive side of a puck and kind of gave up one. But our kill and power play both have been much, much better in the second half of the year here. It's just one of those things with, as we've seen with the amount of penalties that are in games, it can make or break games. It can win you games. I mean, last night, if we don't have the power play goals, we're down 1-0 heading into the third period. So, it's good that those are coming around. We got to make sure that we're still playing hard 5-on-5, but definitely having threats on both specialty teams is good. And, it's something that we want to have going into playoffs.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Welcome back in. Now joined with Hayden Stavroff, player for the Salmon Arm Silverbacks. Stavroff, impressive performance last night for yourself and a goal and an assist. And over this course of the last month or so, really picking up the steam. What is it of your game that you've noticed and helped you develop into this role here with the Silverbacks?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been trying to focus on playing simple and not overcomplicating the game. Yeah, I've found success through that.
And this is your first year in the BCHL, obviously coming over and having that transition period at the start, but now it really seems you're comfortable with your team and able to get into this big role and 10 goals now on the season. How has the transition been for yourself coming over here into the BCHL?
Yeah, at the start it was a little tough. I mean, the speed was a little different, more fast-paced, but I mean, once you get later in the season, you get used to that and just trying to play well, play good hockey.
And like I mentioned earlier, 10 goals in the season now, 13 assists, 23 points, and over the course of 11 games, 12 points. So what is it in that switch for yourself over the last month or so that has just helped you develop so quickly? Is it the chemistry you're building with your players, or is it just familiarity with the team?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, playing with these great players on the team, it's pretty easy to get some points, but yeah.
And you guys able to clinch a playoff spot with your win last night, a 5-1 victory over Merritt. Obviously, the focus now shifts to try and get that home ice clinch in these last 10 games. So what's the key here for the group over this last 3-week stretch?
I think we just need to keep playing hard. If we keep playing consistent, you know, we'll have a good run in playoffs. But yeah, home ice is definitely a big advantage, so I'm going to try to get that.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.